It's understood in our tradition that one is born as pure, with the birthright of purity. And sometimes as we move through this life, we become somewhat covered with veils and are continually called to wash ourselves of our self in this way and come back to that purity, opening to that incredible sustenance that is always there, and rekindling that love. Mevlana reminds us in one of his passages that abundance is seeking the beggar. And we're told that if we even take one step towards our sustainer comes running to us. Shamsi Tabriz, in his discourses, reminds us of that original covenant with our sustainer. He says, surely our original covenant with God will be asked about. What is that promise with God like? Keep a portion from everything towards our debt, even if the portion is just a coin or two, until the moment comes when suddenly an opening is gained. And then you will be free of these things. In the same way, don't turn away from us, even for a moment. And don't forget your promise. Let's say reason orders something. Desire demands just the opposite. It's as though the master says, bring me pickles. But the servant says, no, bring some sweets. Sweets are better. This isn't appropriate. The servant must first say, bring what the master ordered. In reality, what he orders is sweet. The master says, I'm going to such and such a place. The servant says, may God be with you, I'm not coming. Why aren't you coming? He answers, I'll come later. I have an excuse just now. This isn't appropriate. This is the opposite of what one needs to learn. On this path, one must learn unity, not opposition. You're teaching me opposition, I'm teaching you unity. I'm teaching you about crying out with need. And he calls us to awaken our need and bring it to that one who has no need, to take it to that palace. For that one who has no need loves our need. And due to that need, we may suddenly leap beyond this business of creation. He says, something from the Eternal One is connected to you. It is love. The ambush of love comes and embraces you. As it says in the Quran, they love God and God loves them. The Quran calls us to be among those who remember God standing and sitting and lying down, whom neither business nor trade can divert from the remembrance of God. And that our remembrance and our love might increase, to call forth an increased love from that one, until we might be in such a way that, as it is said, we are drawn closer and he becomes that one with which we hear, the sight with which we see, the hand with which we touch, the foot with which we walk. And as Llewellyn reminded us, wherever you turn, there is the face of God. Another of the mystic nightingales of God's garden was Eunice Emre, who lived around the same time as Jalaluddin Rumi in Turkey. And these are some of his words. That by which our hearts are held, whole worlds love it too. I can't deny the truth. Many ways lead to the one. Those whom the beloved loves, we must also love. If someone is a friend to the friend, how can we afford not to be friends? If you would be a lover, befriend the one who loves your friend. And if you cannot, don't call yourself a friend of mine. Whomever you tend to despise, hold dear instead. Don't belittle others, respect them. This is where the path leads. If your heart is filled with love, your way is sacrifice. Through sacrifice, you'll find your place in the ranks of love. For hearts which truly love the truth, truth will open a door wide. Dismantle the house of selfishness. Put away your self-regard. High and low, enemy and neighbor, the friend serves them all. Whoever wants to spread this word must first depart from his home. This counsel that Eunice gives is like buried gold. Those who love the friend find peace in both worlds. When I was a child growing up in Florida, in the summers we used to retreat to these mountains. And one of the favorite things was hunting for garnets, looking for those ruby glowing stones in the mountain streams that would wash them to the surface. And perhaps as we mature, something of that ruby light begins to have another meaning. There's a story of Mevlana's from his Masnavi that may help us in that. And together in these beautiful hills, as we journey together in this retreat seeking unity, may our thirst, our love, our yearning for that unity increase, that inner and outer may be merged more and more in oneness. At breakfast tea, a beloved asked her lover, "Who do you love more, yourself or me?" "From my head to my foot, I have become you. Nothing remains of me but my name," You have your wish. Only you exist. I've disappeared like a drop of vinegar in an ocean of honey. A stone which has become a ruby is filled with the qualities of the sun. No stoniness remains in it. If it loves itself, it is loving the sun. And if it loves the sun, it is loving itself. There is no difference between these two loves. Before the stone becomes the ruby, it is its own enemy. Not one, but two exist. The stone is dark and blind to daylight. If it loves itself, it is unfaithful. It intensely resists the sun. If it says, I, it is all darkness. A pharaoh claims divinity and is brought down. Halaj says the same and is saved. One eye is cursed, another eye is blessed. One is a stone, another a crystal. One an enemy of the light, the other a reflector of it. In its inmost consciousness, not through any doctrine, it is one with the light. Work on your stony qualities and become resplendent like the ruby. Practice self-denial and accept difficulty. Always see infinite life in letting the self die. Your stoniness will decrease. Your ruby nature will grow. The signs of self-existence will leave your body and ecstasy will take you over. Become all hearing like an ear and gain a ruby earring. Dig a well in the earth of this body, or even before the well is dug, let God draw the water up. Be always at work, scraping the dirt from the well. To everyone who suffers, perseverance brings good fortune. The Prophet has said that each prostration of prayer is a knock on heaven's door. When anyone continues to knock, felicity shows its smiling face.
So for those who want, we meet again for meditation at 7:30 tomorrow. And I don't know from when the room is open, Barbara, you know? 7:00. So if you want to come earlier, the room is open from 7:00. And I hope you don't get too wet leaving tonight. And stay here for as long as you like.